This is WSIU, powered by you. June is National LGBT Awareness Month. You may or may not be aware of that. A couple of things going on this month to help promote that awareness are two film screenings, and the first is coming up tomorrow. Not Throwing in the Towel is a documentary by filmmaker Sandra Pfeiffer. Sandra, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So we should get things started by letting people know the screening of Not Throwing in the Towel is tomorrow, Saturday, June 10th at 2:30. It's at the Carbondale Public Library. For people who are not familiar, can you tell us a little bit about the film?
This is a 35-minute documentary about a lesbian couple living in Western Kentucky. The film really is personal about who they are, what they've gone through, and how they live their life in Western Kentucky as a lesbian couple. And it is also, the film is also couched in some historical things that will help you to understand the history of discrimination against gay and lesbians.
There are those who look at the Supreme Court ruling that made same-sex marriage legal across the nation and say, well, the issue is settled. Why do we need to still continue talking about that? What would you say to them?
Well, what would you say to them? Ginny and Debbie, you know, have a lot to say about that. That was a huge moment for them. They, as a matter of fact, they both have said that following that decision, they felt relieved. They felt like they could be more open. And yet, in the last 2 years, they've had to move 3 or 4 times because they've been harassed, and in some cases harassed severely, life-threatening. And so they continue to strive. And Ginny says in the film, basically, it's like living two lives. You're not just who you are at home, but you're somebody, you have to be careful when you're out in public.
As a documentarian, you get really intimately involved in telling this story through their eyes, through their perspective. Did you learn anything, or was there something that stood out to you about this particular couple or this particular story?
I think they're representative. Clearly, I'm a better person for having been involved with them and doing the film. Not that I had any prejudice or discrimination in my heart previous to that, but there is something about seeing how someone else lives, you know, in a disenfranchised or discriminated against environment. It changes you when you see how someone lives, and I think that's what this film is about, so that you can identify a personal environment that affects their lives every day.
You can see a screening of Not Throwing in the Towel. That's tomorrow, June 10th at 2:30 at the Carbondale Public Library. This is the first of two screenings going on this month for LGBT Awareness Month. Of course, Real Boy, the Indie Lens pop-up that WSIU is a part of, is coming up next Saturday, and we'll hear from the filmmaker there next Friday. I wonder, How important is it, Sandra, that you tell this story through film? There are a lot of different ways to get stories like this out there. Why does film speak so much to you?
Well, for myself, I'm a visual learner anyway, so that speaks to me. And creatively, film has an aspect that is enriching and you know, moves you. And social issue documentaries have a responsibility, and I take that seriously. I think, you know, if you feel disenfranchised in a democracy, somebody's not doing their job. And maybe sometimes it's a lot of somebodies who aren't doing their job. But we need to walk in someone else's shoes for a minute to be able to understand. And then culturally, slowly, things begin to change culturally, that we begin to accept and understand. You just can't live in a us versus them world and have that work. You have to be, everybody is in it together.
Is it difficult or is it different in your mind to have this film done today when things seem very fractured and very polarized versus maybe 5 years ago or even 5 years from now?
I think either one of those 5 years ago would have been significant. I think the urgency is now more than ever, you know, in our political environment. Ginny and Debbie are always concerned politically, how their life, how their social life, their political life. And I think it's important to remember that, we can't just control discrimination by regulation and law, but we have to do it in our hearts as well.
Sandra Pfeiffer is a filmmaker and director, the creator of Not Throwing in the Towel. You can see it at 2:30 at the Carbondale Public Library tomorrow. Sandra, thanks.
Thank you.